This is, as always, Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have been through absolute caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And today I am thrilled to say that Jude Walsh is with me. Welcome, Jude.
Thanks, Nikki. Happy to be here.
So happy. We are going to jump right into it by asking you, Jude, to let everyone know who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day, if you are in fact busy.
Name a woman who isn't busy.
Oh, right.
My name is Jude Walsh. I am a writer and a creativity and mindset coach. I live in Dayton, Ohio with three lively little dogs. I wrote a book, Post-Divorce Bliss, Ending Us, Finding Me, which will give you a little hint into my journey. And I'm busy every day. I'm so blessed with a full life. I'm either writing or teaching or coaching or gardening or hiking or walking or traveling. Yeah, life is good, finally.
Good. Oh, it makes me happy to hear about your life. Fantastic. What delightful things to be busy with. Mm-hmm. So next, as you alluded to, and as I've announced, this is a podcast by and for women who've gone through some tough stuff. So Jude, would you please summarize what you went through and what was the worst part?
Sure. I was, I thought, very happily married. I'd been married for 30 years to my high school sweetheart. He was my absolute best friend. I always used to say, it didn't matter who else was at a party because I came with the most interesting person, just devoted to one another. And at midlife, something went amiss. He had a midlife crisis and he became someone that I didn't know any longer. And quite frankly, didn't like that person. He had an affair, which turned into a mistress. Literally blew up our life together. I went from being, you're my soulmate, you're my everything, to I don't really care about you. I want out of this marriage and, you know, I'm not going to make it easy. And it was devastating. I was so traumatized. I literally found out in one day by reading something that I was not meant to read. And in one day, my life turned. I had extreme PTSD, bad, lost like 90 pounds, couldn't read, couldn't work. My life just went off the rails. And I didn't tell anyone for 9 months because A, I was very ashamed that this marriage that I thought was perfect clearly wasn't. I was questioning my own reality. If I missed that, what else did I miss? And at the time, I was in the best job of my life. I had co-founded a school with a group of creative dreamer teachers. It was the happiest I had ever been professionally. And I just could no longer work. So I had to abruptly leave that job. And then I got breast cancer. My son had a heart problem and my mother passed away. So it was the proverbial storm. And it wasn't a short storm. That took place over a couple of years.
A big storm.
Huge storm. I was often described it as being unmoored. I no longer had anything that I felt anchored me because that was my anchor. My husband and my marriage were my anchor. And like I said, the worst of it was that I no longer trusted my own judgment. So that, in a nutshell, is the downside.
That's caca. That's like the trifecta. That's like a hat trick of absolute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when people say, oh, nothing, you know, you've been through the worst. I learned to go, I'm not going to say that until I'm absolutely sure.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, what occurred to me while you were talking, Jude, is that divorce is one of those things that like for better or for worse, it's really common. And I think it's talked about a lot in a way that kind of makes people numb to it, to the actual real pain of it.
Right.
Of course.
It's every day, you know, half of marriages almost end in divorce, but I never ever expected to be divorced. We were married 38 years.
Wow.
That's a long time, you know, and we were together 6 years before that, literally a lifetime. And, you know, being raised as a Catholic, divorce is not an option.
Right.
So it was, I just felt like I'd failed. That it was a big fail. I know better now, but at the moment you have a sort of, it's shock, it's trauma. And I think it's a mistake for people to say, oh, well, everybody gets divorced. Even people I know who are like, as a couple, they've agreed that it's good to divorce. It's still traumatic. It doesn't matter that it's common. It's still traumatic. And we need to just appreciate that and allow those people our compassion.
You bet. You bet. Well, so Jude, you're clearly on the other side of that caca now.
And I am.
Knowing that. And I believe and know that it takes a total warrior to get to the other side of even one of the situations that you went through. What's the best thing about being on this other side?
Peace. I have complete peace now. It's not that I think something couldn't go wrong again. I know it could. But I, having endured that and come out on the other side and learned to thrive, I know that everything is possible. So I have a lot of peace about life in general, that there'll be bumps in the road, but it's okay, you know, and I learned to really lean in to whatever it was, to just lean in.
Awesome. That's really great. That's really great. Jude, who's another warrior, brave warrior woman like you who's gone through some caca and come out on the other side who you think would be an awesome guest on this podcast?
I'd like to nominate a friend of mine named Katrina Kittle. She's awesome because she was already an established author and also thought she was in a very loving relationship and was blindsided by divorce. And she did some really interesting things. She spent a year as a vagabond house sitting and had to work her way through, whoa, what does this mean? And also had breast cancer. And she is totally on the other side and is writing again. And I would definitely nominate her as someone who's gone through the dark side and come out into the sun.
Rock on. Come on.
Exactly. The more sisters and brothers out there, the better.
For sure. For sure. Jude, what is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are going through major difficulty and trauma right now on how to get to the other side?
Just lean in and feel it all. Don't try to not feel it. You know, there's a saying about the only way out is through, and it's true. If you resist, the whole thing takes longer. But if you lean in all the way and feel it all, trusting that, you know, you can surround yourself with people that will get you through, at that point, you'll be able to allow the good in when it returns, and it will return. It will return, and you'll be ready to embrace it. Just lean in and know you're on your way to something better.
Fantastic. Leaning in and faith and allowing yourself to feel your feelings fully.
Yes. So
when the waterfall comes, when the wave come, and they will, to really allow yourself to feel that. Fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah.
Fantastic. Now, Jude, since we're all about being epic here, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I want to communicate with animals.
Oh, nice.
I love my dog so much. And every now and then I get a little glimpse of it. But, you know, as soon as my life has 5 free minutes, I want to study animal communication because I think that's the next superpower I like. I have other superpowers already, but I think that's my wish list superpower.
So much fun. What's the number one animal after you talk to dogs? What's the number one animal after dogs that you would want to communicate with?
Birds, because I have a lot of them around. Snake, because that's one of my animal symbols, and of course dolphins.
Awesome.
Yeah, who could resist a dolphin?
Not me.
Well, now you're out there on the West Coast, you can buddy up with some.
I swam with dolphins once in New Zealand. It was amazing. It was
so that sounds great.
Yeah.
I used to call my son the dolphin whisperer. Whenever he was in the water, the dolphins would come.
Whoa.
Yeah, literally like 5 feet from me. They're big.
They're pretty big. Yeah. Yeah. So cool. Jude, thank you so much for being my guest today. You mentioned that you are a coach. Where can we find you online?
You can find me at www.secondbloomcoaching.com.
Love the name.
We're all about second blooms. And third and fourth and fifth.
Ever blooming. Absolutely.
Well, Nikki, this has been a treat for me, and I love this whole 8 minute concept.
Yay. The 8 minute concept is rad. And if it's 8 minutes and 55 seconds, we can handle that.
Close enough, right?
Here we are. This is Nikki Bruno having a blast with Jude Walsh on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more ideas on how to stage an epic, and I mean epic, comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, please go to theepiccomeback.com.